Drage poslušalke, spoštovani poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na radio SBS. Letos junija bo podelitev nagrad Slovenca oziroma Slovenke leta združena s prireditvijo ob dnevu državnosti. And now the president of the Slovenian of the Year Awards, Branko Fabjančić, joins me. Hello Branko, how are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. So can you tell our listeners a bit more about the event?
Yes, I can. We're holding our yearly Slovenia of the Year Awards in conjunction with celebrating Slovenian Independence Day on the 18th, Sunday the 18th of June, and the event will be held at Three Glove Mounties. The event will start at 12 o'clock, we'll have lunch, and then the actual award ceremony starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's essential that people book. Reservations are essential because seating is very limited. And we encourage people to book either through Three Glove Mounties or through Mata Magaina.
And who can apply, or do people nominate other people?
People nominate other people. There's various categories. We tailor the categories according to the applicants. We get many students who excel in their studies. There's volunteer work or volunteer around the church or the clubs. People have done many things in the community, and we try to recognise those people, and that's the whole point of the award, to recognise people's achievements in the community. We judge the applicants, and we meet on Anzac Day at Three Glove Mounties. We go through the applicants that we've got there currently, and we will pick the nominated people who best fit those categories.
So, Branko, the event is still a couple of months away, so this is a chance for you to encourage people to nominate?
Yes, it is. Like I said, the event's on the 8th of June, and now's a good time for people to start to think about who would they like to nominate and appreciate if we get these nominations in the next couple of months. Now, the nomination forms, you can pick them up from Three Glove Mounties, and they've also been distributed to Solange Godushua and Maryland's Church.
Well, thank you so much, Branko, for all the information, and hopefully lots of listeners will nominate those that, in their opinion, deserve the awards.
Well, thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak to you and just to let people know that the awards are actually happening this year, and hopefully we'll get quite a few nominations.